This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Someone apparently threw Molotov cocktails at a pro-Israel demonstration on busy Pearl Street in Boulder, Colorado.
When we arrived, we encountered multiple victims that were injured with injuries consistent with burns and other injuries.
The Boulder police chief says there's a suspect in custody. 31 people were shot dead today lining up for food in Gaza, according to multiple officials. People on the ground say troops fired at starving crowds outside of a food distribution site being run by an Israel and U.S.-backed organization. Israel's military denies firing at civilians. Ukrainian intelligence says its drones hit 4 Russian airfields and took out as many as 40 military aircraft. But Russian attacks on Ukraine today may be the most intense yet. The National Weather Service says expect smoke from Canada's wildfires to come through the U.S. over the next week in various rounds. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old Massachusetts high school student has been detained by federal immigration agents this weekend. The Milford High School student was detained by ICE somewhere off campus. Friends say the student was detained by agents while driving to his volleyball practice yesterday morning. His name is Marcel, his cousin, Ana Julia Arojo.
To just separate him from everybody he knows, like his whole life, just because he wasn't born here, it's not right.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is demanding immediate answers from ICE about the arrest, where he is, and if due process is being protected. It isn't every day a pet zebra goes missing, and it's still on the run after it reportedly broke away from its owners yesterday, shutting down traffic on I-24 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Will White's home security camera picked up the images and the audio of the zebra hoofing it into the woods. It disappeared. They're still trying to find it. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. Happy Saturday night, everybody. I am Rocker here with Jane. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure to log on, check out our repeat shows and stream or find a station to listen to across Wisconsin and download the Civic Media app and take us everywhere. We're going to kick this off with a double dip, and we'll tell you why in just a minute. James Brown, this is The Funky Drummer. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shade. God, it's a rain. Cut out the lights. Cut out the light and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law.
Funky drummer. The funky drummer. The funky drummer.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
On the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up
like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
You got to get that. You give me fever and a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene,
get on up.
Like a sex machine,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead.
Take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time here.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas?
Yeah.
Hit it like it did on the top.
Yeah.
Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Yeah, that is Sex Machine. That is James Brown. And you might be wondering why that is local, huh? I'm not hearing you, Jane. You got to turn your microphone on. Uh-oh. We're waiting for Jane. Well, let me tell you, while Jane's getting her microphone going on, James Brown, of course, the drummer, was Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer. And so we just heard a couple of tunes from James Brown with Clyde Stubblefield. And for the reason that Atwood Fest 2025 is coming up July 26th and 27th. And, of course, that features the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's our main stage at Atwood Fest every year. And we are kicking off this year with Rare Element. And they play a lot of Clyde Stubblefield classic songs and funk songs from that era. And we'll be going into the Big Payback after that, another funk band, followed by Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal, then Fat Function and VO5. We're going to be talking about Atwood Fest all night long. Atwoodfest.com is where you can go to see the full schedule and get more information. And Jane, are you there now? Oh, no. We're going to have to figure out what's going on with Jane's microphone in a few minutes. We have a great show coming up for you tonight. Tonight, Total Life Fitness, the owner and personal fitness trainer, Luke Briggs, he is in the studio tonight to tell us all about his fitness program, and it's a lot of fun. You're gonna enjoy hearing about it. Austin Galante, he is an actor, director, music producer from Madison. He's got a new movie coming out, and it's going to be premiering on June 7th in Sun Prairie. We'll hear about that. The Lair tonight, the Lower Fifth, it's the duo. They are playing Atwood Fest as well. We're going to tell you about some of their upcoming shows and talk to them all night long, 8 to 9 p.m., and find out what they're all about. And then Marta Hansen, the piano gal, she's got a new video for her song, Bang Bang, and she has a mission as well. And we're going to hear what's going on with Marta Hansen, the piano gal, at 9:30. Lots of good stuff coming up tonight, so stick around. Right now, let's get back to the music. Like I said, the Big Payback, they're coming to Atwood Fest July 26th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And this is their song, Jackal in a Suit. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Started, there's no turning back. Stop.
Wow. That is the big payback, Jackal in a suit.
Okay, am I on now?
You are
okay,
on.
Okay, awesome.
We're listening to you. How's it going,
cool,
Jane?
Cool, I've been doing pretty good. I was almost late on my way here because I was at the opera at the movie theater. You know, you can see the opera at the movie theater?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Which movie theater are you talking
Marcus.
About? Here in Madison?
Yeah, at Point.
At Point.
Yeah, they have a whole season of opera you can watch at the movie theater.
Wow. That sounds really interesting. Any Mozart playing?
Not right now, but I did see The Barber of Seville today. And I'll tell you, 3.5 hours has never gone by so fast.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, the big payback, you know, they're playing at Atwood Fest coming up July 26th. We'll hear about some more stuff. Do we have some sponsors to talk about quick?
Oh, yeah. Max Inc. Radio is being brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. It has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. They've got flowers, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies from Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. You can stop into their store at 831 East Johnson Street or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com.
All right, Turtle Island. They're pretty cool. You got to stop in there over on Johnson Avenue. Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. He's from Lincoln, Nebraska. He is a was a finalist for the singer.
Wow.
What is that called? I always forget.
Mass Singer Voice?
The Voice.
Yeah.
He's a finalist from The Voice.
Yeah.
Just an amazing keyboard player as well, you know, electric piano player.
Mm.
Let's take a listen. From Lincoln, Nebraska, this is Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. This song is Automatic. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Ooh, I need some good news so bad. Please tell me that you love me. Oh, in a world gone mad, I need someone to care. Well, I can put it all behind me. Oh, and it won't take long if you just let me into your tender arms, oh darling. Please tell me that you need me.
What you
Station. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
When I wake in the morning and my soul is a-blowing, look into a sun blue sky, and I feel as high, and my feet are on fire, spirits rising higher and higher on a brand new day, chase my troubles away. Shine day.
VO5, that is Soul Shiny Day. That's from their all-original album, Dance Originality. Of course, VO5 is going to be playing, headlining at Woodfest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, as usual, on July 26th. They will start at 8 p.m., and that is always one of the best times. I really call that a meta-community experience, because when you look around the crowd while they're playing, everybody's dancing, everybody's happy. It's almost too amazing to believe.
It's a very unifying experience, like I have to say, being at one of their shows.
It is.
Yep.
They describe it as magical.
Oh, yeah. But they're not wrong.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Y'all, tonight, we have right here in the studio, Luke Briggs. Luke Briggs spent 8 years as an in-person personal trainer at a boutique gym in the Madison area. And in 2020, Luke decided to branch out and start his own business, Total Life Fitness. And they have coached 900 members over the past 5 years in their mission to impact 10,000 lives by the year 2030. And here to tell us about how he plans to reach that goal is Total Life Fitness founder, Luke Briggs. Luke, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you having me here.
Oh, man, I'm really glad to see you. You know, Madison is a foodie town, and there's so many choices and great restaurants. And do you eat out at restaurants?
That's a good question. To be honest, I don't eat out as much. However, I'd say it's less because of me being a fitness coach and more because of having young kids. So it's just difficult to get out. But we just need to make time for my wife and I with date nights. But, you know, when I go, we usually go to like so many different restaurants in Madison. There are a lot of really good.
Do you have a favorite?
Good question. I'll shout out, we know the owners of Sardine. They have very good food there.
So right on Lake Monona?
Yep, that's a great place. We love going there.
I haven't been there. I've heard about it, but I know their menu looks amazing. Luke, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what is your background? How did you get started in fitness?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I actually might have an unconventional route to fitness. My degree is actually in journalism.
Really?
Used to be in newspapers. I used to work as a sports writer. So growing up, like from the time I was in kindergarten, I would watch SportsCenter, you know, at 6 years old, you know, for like hours on a weekend. So I always loved sports. And eventually I just, kind of decided with like nights and weekends in the newspaper industry wasn't really for me. And at the same time, I was kind of, I had struggled with a lot of confidence growing up. So I was very shy, didn't really speak to a lot of people. And really, at the same time, had discovered fitness. I'd always been an athlete, like sports growing up, but fitness-wise, it really just helped me build confidence in myself, you know, kind of building muscle, building my body. So then what ended up happening was I just became so obsessed with it that I realized that, like, every waking moment I spent on the internet, like, researching, like, how to build muscle, you know, how to eat healthy, you know, and all these things. And I ended up finally deciding, like, hey, let's just go for it.
Wow. And how did you become a personal fitness coach at a boutique gym? What is a boutique gym?
Yeah, good question. So it is kind of a specialty gym. So essentially, like, there are your big box gyms where a lot of people go to them. This is one that's a little bit more niched. So we did more like a kind of one-on-one type personal training and group coaching. And I absolutely loved my experience there and loved all the team members there. So it's really where you get to work with clients a little bit more intimately than you maybe would at like a big box gym.
I see. And what inspired you to become an entrepreneur and start Total Life Fitness?
Good question. I feel like it kind of started with, and if you had asked me, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if I'd be an entrepreneur, I told you you're crazy. But it ended up starting with, like, fitness was kind of my first transformation that I made in my life. And then it made me realize I was capable of more than I thought. And then kind of the next step after that was like, okay, well, now if I can do this fitness thing, why not try have my own business as well? So that kind of led naturally to the entrepreneur route from there.
Well, tell us about Total Life Fitness and your mission.
Yeah, thanks. So Total Life Fitness, basically summing it up, like, we specialize in helping parents and busy professionals who are, you know, generally like 40 plus, lose body fat, build muscle, have more energy without restrictive diets, you know, where you feel like you're okay, it's Monday, I have to go on a diet. Like we're the opposite of that. And without, you know, having to spend hours in the gym, like, you know, we're not, a lot of people we work with, you know, aren't in their 20s anymore, like, or 30s anymore, and have, you know, so many commitments in their lives, yeah. Right? Like kids,
busy.
You know, busy, you know, have kids, you know, run around to their practices, the Uber, you know, the taxi drivers every single night, and just need a different approach. And most importantly, a long-term approach where they're not just getting the short results, but also the long-term results, actually able to sustain not only weight loss, but just health habits as well.
Wow. And 10,000 people by 2030.
That's the goal. That's the commitment.
that's a lot of people. Tell us about the fitness program at Total Fitness. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so essentially we are an online coaching business, which pre-COVID people were kind of like, what the heck is online?
Right?
They didn't really understand it. Now people somewhat understand it a little bit more, but even, you know, we live in the Madison area, but even though I'd say the majority of people we coach are in the southern Wisconsin area, essentially what we do is we specialize in giving people a little bit more flexibility. So we, instead of just like you go in your couple hours a week, you work with your personal trainer one-on-one for a couple hours, and then the other 166 hours a week, you're not working on anything. We really pride ourselves in helping people with all 168 hours of the week. You know, we're nutrition, we're lifestyle, we're workout. We really focus on what you're doing outside the gym as well to help transform your life. So really what we do is, like I said, we essentially help provide one-on-one personalized coaching, workout plans, nutrition plans, lifestyle accountability and guidance, so people who already have a million things going on in their lives can really take the guesswork away and just have someone, you know, frankly, tell them what to do.
that you know, it's really true, because I noticed from going to cardio rehab for my own stuff, going to the gym, one of the I never worked out in my life, and I noticed, wow, just having people there who you're like, hey, I just did 30 minutes on the elliptical at level 8, and they kind of are interested in what you're doing, rather than, you know, like at a gym where the guy next to you just doesn't care, right? That's what one of the things I really like about it. Who is Duran?
Duran, yeah. So, you know, you'd asked me about some of my favorite stories, and this happened. So Duran has been in our program for about, you know, 7 years now, and this is still like one of my favorite stories, because when she first came to us, she was probably like in her mid to late 50s and had basically suffered some loss in her life, and I was going through kind of a tough time. She was basically had never worked out in her life. She was on all sorts of medications, you know, basically, like she said that when she was outside of work, she sat on the couch all day watching TV, eating sweets. She had to like pay someone to mow her lawn. And as I said, she literally never worked out in her life. And I remember when we first connected, I think she was kind of hesitant at first to join, because she'd never done anything like this. And I remember the first time she went to the gym, she like texted me when she was in the parking lot. She's like, Luke, are you sure I'm supposed to go in? I'm like, it'll be fine. Just go in. And then I remember the first time, you know, she wanted to go from like 5 pound to 10 pound weight. She's like, Luke, I don't know if I should be doing this. That's a huge jump. And flash forwards, like a year and a half later, she went from everything I just described to down 65 pounds off all her medications. She was super into personal development. She had so much energy that all her friends were now essentially like jealous of all her energy. And then my favorite part of the story is she went from never lifting in her life to, in her late 50s, benching 100 pounds, squatting 175 pounds.
Oh boy.
And deadlifting 200 plus pounds.
Wow. I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
It's and in the before and after picture that we always share of her, it always says, it says, age is no excuse. And I think it just really plays the point that, like, no matter where you're starting from, as long as you believe in yourself and you just follow a process, you can do a lot more than you're capable of. And I think she's living proof that that's possible. She's still, I mean, to this day, she's an absolute gym rat in her 60s.
Yeah. I mean, that's me, right? Over at the gym, I'm starting, I'm 59. So it's a great, any time is a great time to start. You're absolutely right. Now, that brings me to the next question, which is, well, who can join Total Life Fitness? I mean, you know, does it have to be in Madison? You said maybe anywhere.
Yeah, good question. So being that we're located in the Madison area, we typically have a lot of people in the southern Wisconsin area. However, we coach people from all over the country. We have actually two of our longest term clients inside our program. One lives in Sacramento, One lives in San Francisco. Another couple lives in Washington, D.C. We have people all over the country. So that's the thing I love about online coaching in general is we're able to not just impact people from our local area, but people from all over as well. So essentially anyone can join.
And I saw Kirstie Krause. She was joined recently, and she lives in Nashville. She's back here in Madison right now visiting. But I can see then that you have people all over the place, even Nashville. I hear you have a 12-week summer challenge starting June 23rd.
Yeah, so we have different opportunities to kind of get help along the way, and we have like another kind of summer challenge starting in a couple weeks here. And essentially what we do is really help people, like I said, break down simply who want to lose weight in a healthy way and not just do like another fad diet where you feel like you're starving yourself or cutting out all the foods you enjoy. Really help people put together more of a personalized plan that's going to work for your lifestyle. We'll even help people like read menus if they go out to restaurants and things like that. We're really committed to helping people understand how to navigate real life, and we have different opportunities, and one of the next opportunities is coming up here in June, and obviously people can connect with us before then as well.
Wow, that is really incredible. And I've noticed using the app, the Train Rise app, right, I'm tracking what I'm eating, and all of a sudden it's informing my decisions before I eat things, which that's just helping right away.
Yeah, and you are doing really well yourself there. Like you said, I know even in a short period of time, you're already making good strides just from those little changes every day.
That's right. We're here with Luke, Total Life Fitness. Luke, how do we get a hold of you, Total Life Fitness, and find out more info?
Yeah, good question. So our website is totallifefitness.co. So Total Life Fitness, all one word, .co. And I'm also very active on Facebook. So you can just, friend request me, Luke Briggs, on Facebook. We also have a Facebook group, Total Life Fitness Community. You can join that. We have lots of, free guides and resources that we give away. So definitely lots of different ways that you can connect. And our goal is ultimately just to help people be the healthiest versions of themselves.
Wow. That is so killer. Luke, thank you so much for coming into the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate being here.
Gene, Ted Hefko, he is coming to Atwood Fest. He's going to be there July 26th. He's from New Orleans.
Well, of course he's coming to Atwood Fest.
And we've had him up here before. This is Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Ted Hefko and the Thousandaires. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Jane.
Hello.
We are hanging out on a Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. Terry Barr is out on vacation. Jimmy is off in the sticks somewhere.
Well, you're just stuck with me for now, I guess.
And we're having a lot of good time listening to a lot of good local music. You know, we've been talking about Atwood Fest quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Atwood Fest last week, Atwood Fest this week. Like, who knows how long we're going to keep riding these Atwood Fest fumes for, you know?
Probably till Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Fat Function, they're going to be playing Atwood Fest. We'll tell you about them in a minute when we have them for a double dip.
Oh, yeah. Just at 7 o'clock, we're going to hear two of their songs, and they're opening for VO5. Is that right?
That is correct. That is going to be one packed parking lot for that for those shows all day, I think. There's another band that's playing that played last year at Atwood Fest, and they're playing this year on the Luther Allison stage.
And who would that be?
That would be Automatic Lover. And this is a great song. Features Joey B. Banks on drums. Actually, not on this recording, but he's in the band now. He plays in a lot of bands.
Yeah, Steely Joey Dane. Banks is everywhere, isn't he?
He is everywhere.
You
we
just
love
can't
him.
Stop him.
Yep. All right, and we're going to have, let's see, the Lower Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming in for Live in the Lair. Uh-huh. And just around the corner, who do we have?
Austin Galante.
Actor, director, and music producer. All right, well, I'm going to go let the band in there here. In the meantime, let's listen to a little Automatic Lover. This is Helena. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Boulder, Colorado. A Molotov cocktail attack today along the bustling outdoor pedestrian mall on Pearl Street.
In what FBI leadership is calling an act of terrorism, Boulder police got reports of a man setting victims on fire. The police dispatch indicating there was a blowtorch and Molotov cocktails.
There was a male with a blowtorch setting people on fire.
Heard on Broadcastify, there had been a pro-Israel demonstration underway. Boulder's police chief saying it's unclear yet if that was targeted. He is not yet calling it a terror attack.
Our officers immediately encountered that suspect who was taken into custody without incident.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now more than 25,000 Canadians are being evacuated from homes in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta from wildfires sending ash and soot high in the sky. The National Weather Service predicts at least some more rounds of smoke will come through the U.S. over the next week. This is ABC News.